Satnam, everybody. Welcome to Shakti Activation, November 27th, 2012. We're coming down the home stretch, to December 21st, 2012, end of a 26,000-year cycle. And during this moment, we're receiving the initiation. Okay, somebody needs to mute because I'm getting an echo. Okay. We're receiving an initiation between the two eclipses, between the solar eclipse we just had in Scorpio and the lunar eclipse, which we're having tomorrow in Gemini. We are not having another Gemini lunar eclipse until June 2020. So this is a very important moment to listen to what the universe, the galaxy, the stars, the planets are sharing with us. And this Gemini eclipse moment, what the current message that the galaxy, the stars, the universe, I feel, is sharing with us is join the party. We are living in a co-creative, multidimensional universe where the energies that are available to us are available for us to ride the wave on, to play with, to co-create with. We're moving out of the out-breath, the 13,000-year cycle where the source was saying, we're in the repelling piece. Go away. Do your own thing. Be individuals. We're coming back and we're being shown, hey, we're all in this together. This is what's available for you to play with, to be with, to be with us. We're being invited back into the galaxy, back into the consciousness of being star beings. And this final, our last eclipse of 2012, Moon in Gemini, is saying, it's a party out there. Come on in. Come on down. It's a party. Yay, you're not alone anymore. Gemini is like, wow, just opening up to what's available. So many pieces, and everybody has such an important piece, and that's what we're being invited to share with these current astrological configurations. Hey, you've been out there on your own chopping wood and carrying water and learning all these valuable, having all these valuable experiences that's giving you insight, that's giving you depth, that's giving you perspective. Hey, come on back into the party and tell us about what you've learned during your time away from us. Come back and share with us. So we're moving into the period of all of us sharing and co-creating together, now that we can all bring our individual awareness, our individuality, our pieces back together, to share with the collective consciousness, to move back into resonance and unison, so we can all sing together now and create a world, create a melody of love, of a high frequency that we want to live with, live into, create from. So this is the message of the Gemini lunar eclipse tomorrow. Yay! Come on home. Bring back your gifts, your talents, your skills, your uniqueness. We have been directed by Source to go out and be uniquely ourselves with no constraints at all from Source, from Spirit, to the archetypical mother and father in the sky. Just, hey, you're on your own. Now, hey, come back and share with us what you learned, and let's weave together what we want the world to be. Let's move into these ascension frequencies as unique individuals that can now reconnect with, as we said, the 31 or so steps of unity consciousness back to oneness. We're no longer locked away just dealing with five tattvas. We have the ability to recognize that we're multi-dimensional beings. We have the ability to climb the scales of all the tattvas and to move together to move together into the experience of the harmony of oneness. So as we harmonize our own tattvas, we're putting out that frequency, the satanamas, the frequency of harmony into the collective field. So it's just such an exciting time. So we've moved out of basically surviving, so to speak, this, what we talked about last week, this intensely Scorpio cycle. So we're rising out of this, the shadow, the first three chakras, the unknown, rising out of the darkness, the dark night of the Scorpio soul, into the dawn, into the Gemini. Wow, let's make everything conscious. Let's get together in a party and let's share everything we've learned, all of our pain, all of our joy. Let's move into the dawn, the dawn, the light is dawning. So Gemini saying, where's the freedom? How do we reclaim our freedom from, we take back our power from whatever dark experiences we had, whatever deep experiences we had, wherever we were wounded, where's the gift? And we take our power back from that and leave the pain behind. We move into the expansion of Sagittarius, which is the sun sign that we're in right now, which reveals the possibility of living life from a place of spirit first, rather than me, mine, you know, separation first. What does living from spirit mean? Living from the unity consciousness of oneness, creating a world where oneness is the paradigm that we're living from, living with, living into. So we've got this Gemini lunar eclipse, which is an opposition between the sun, which is consciousness, and the moon, which represents our unconsciousness. So this opposition creates awareness, this awareness that comes to us from outside of ourselves. It's an external awareness. So how can we look, again, at the Scorpio, what's happened around us, the experiences that we've had, and own our power and take responsibility for how we've chosen to react in different situations, and what behavior we've displayed, and say, hey, you know, I want to do things differently now. Now I have an opportunity to make another choice. And that's what this awareness is really telling us. It's your opportunity to make a different choice and show up differently because you've learned what you like and don't like. You've learned that you're a powerful being. So you've learned that you are at choice. So all this whole period of time has been showing us you can project your patterns onto the outside world, or the outside world can project their patterns onto you, and that's the moon, the unconscious self, or we can own our power, and that's the sun, that's the Sagittarius, own the power that we are spiritual, co-creative beings. And we take our power all back now from everything that happens, from the sun and the moon, from the father and the mother. So this is really a very powerful time to move into any archetypical awareness, like, oh, this is what I liked about my father. This is what I liked about my mother. This is the part I'm going to take. This is the part I'm going to leave behind. So we're just filled with archetypes, and we've been in this whole review period, which we're continuing to be in until the 21st. It's really a good review period saying, hey, this is the patterns I like, this is what I own, this is what I let go of, and it's individual for each person because we've had this whole, you know, magnet repelling us, go be individual. So whatever you've experienced, you know, again, they always talk about children in the same family can possibly get really different experiences of the same parents. So everything we've experienced uniquely. So it's for us to be in this unique review period, owning what we like, what we don't like. That's part of us embracing our feeling nature, working with our tattvas, working with our thoughts, working with our feelings, which is what we talked about on the last two calls. How do we work with combining our tattvas, our elements, into a cohesive whole? Oh, I need a little more fire. Oh, yeah, when I thought about how I was in my family, I wish I could have been freer to express myself more. So then you think about that and you pull in that feeling of more fire right then in that moment. You do breath of fire. So we have the technologies to pull into ourselves whatever we maybe didn't feel that we could express or didn't know how to express or it wasn't safe to express in the past. So basically, whatever comes up for you, think about what you want to reclaim and do differently from that experience. That's what's happening in this moment. So the moon doesn't have any light of its own. It reflects the sun. So during this eclipse, the moon will be in the dark, which means this pulls us deeply inside ourselves. What are the depths of you? What's the deepest part of you that yearns to be known, yearns to be looked at? Maybe it couldn't have been talked about in your family of origin. But you can talk about it with your own self now or with your friends. So this is what the eclipse is sharing with us. It's giving us the opportunity to go to the core of our being and discover, hey, this is who I am. This is who I truly am. And the Gemini says, you can live from your inner child. You can reclaim that authentic self, that joyful, playful self that maybe wasn't as fully expressed as you would have liked in whatever different life situations you've had. So you can go to the core of your being and reclaim your authentic self. This is the power of this moment. So this power comes from who we really are, from our heart, and from moving forward from that strength that authentic self gives to us. That strength of knowing who we really are can spring forth now at this time in a different way. So once we feel that, then we feel the power of being the creator beings, the co-creator beings that we are. Now we're ready to join the universal party. We're ready to dance with the stars and party with the universe, and this is a popcorn moment where we're just being heated up under pressure. I just made some organic popcorn last night in a hot air popcorn popper. So we're just these kernels that are being pressurized by the heat so that we can pop and claim our true expanded self, and we can popcorn out into the world in a new way. We can jettison out and go, hey, world, this is who I really am now. I know all these things have been happening for the last, 13,000 years or whatever. But this is the moment where the universe is inviting us to open up and come back and be a multidimensional being that's interacting and co-creating with the whole universe, not just planet Earth. So we're getting a lot of support from the galactic alignment of the planets with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which means that the frequency from other galaxies can come through that portal, the portal from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the planets all lining up, down to our sun, into our hearts. So we can ask ourselves, what's next? What's the best next thing given our authentic true self? What do I really desire? And what's going to strengthen me? What areas do I want to be strengthened? Is it love, finances? Where is my greatest passion? All these gifts that I've gotten, what I've learned about myself, how do I want to express them now? How do I want to pop to my next level? What do I want to bring to this party? So we've got Venus, Mercury, Saturn, and the North Node, that's the top of the astrological chart. That's where we're going to, the South Node's where we've been. These are all in Scorpio. So we're still in a lot of Scorpio, which is deep shadow land introspection. Where's your deepest power hidden? It's the first three chakras. It's the past. It's the parents. It's the archetypes. It's the structure. These are all in Scorpio. Venus, that's love. Mercury, the mind. Saturn, that's the structure. And the North Node are in Scorpio during this Gemini eclipse. That's powerful. Reminding us that we are emerging out of Scorpio's ashes of the past. This is the moment that the phoenix rises. This is a phoenix rising moment between now and December 21st. This is what these two eclipses are telling us. This is the phoenix rising moment where we rise to be initiated into the awareness that we are a galactic citizen. We are a powerful co-creative being. We are a master. We are the bodhisattva that we are claiming and owning right now. We have universal love for all mankind. We are healing the collective. We do have the ability to make a huge contribution to the cultural collective, to the world, and to the galaxy. And this is what Yogi Bhajan is telling us right now. I'm not just saying this. I'm feeling the power of the master, the tantric transmission, not only speaking these words, but giving us that frequency reset to know that on a deeper level, to move into these higher frequencies, these higher vibrations, where we will be set free from being haunted from the past. So whatever haunts you, whether it's, you know, a childhood thing or a lover that, you know, didn't work out as you would have thought, whatever haunts you, this is the moment to just breathe into that satanama, where these patterns, these haunting patterns, are falling away. These are the frequencies. We're receiving so much opportunity to be remade, reborn, to be the phoenix born out of the ashes in this moment, that anything that haunts you can fall away, the grip of that. So these unpleasant experiences, the memories of them will fade completely away. It's not that you didn't have those experiences. It's just that something else becomes so much more alive in you. Your authentic self is so much more able to shine through. Solar, Sagittarius, your spiritual self, that the 3D trappings, so to speak, are not going to be limiting the consciousness. We've got, at this moment, a yod, which is the finger of God, pointing towards this Gemini moon. And it's saying, you know, that this is the future. The yod, the planetary configuration, is saying this is the future. This is where we're going. The divine lovers of Venus and Scorpio and Mars and Capricorn are sextile. This is a pleasant opportunity. They're the legs of the yod, Venus and Mars. They're saying that it can feel really good to be the phoenix birthing from the Scorpio ashes into the feeling of love flowing. The universe is love, and we can now move into the moment of flowing with the whole universe of love. So if there was some trauma where you didn't feel loved, you can now move into lots of opportunities where you can get those wounds healed and get that feeling that you can flow, that you can flow in love. And the limits of 3D, that will be not get our needs met or whatever it is, humiliated, made fun of, that's all like limited 3D programming that we've been stuck in. So as we move into the feeling of oneness, the feeling of love, we can know there'll be lots of opportunities for us to express our authentic self and have that be received. So that's part of it, having our authentic self being received with love, being received with partnership with the divine partnerships. Our expansion, new directions being received. So this Saturn in Scorpio has been showing us where our weakest links are. So where is it that we want to burn that and allow our phoenix rising from Scorpio ashes to be shown? What needs to be revealed? So don't get scared by whatever might come up at this time. just look at it and know where we're going. Where, that's where you have the yod, where the finger of God is pointing. It's pointing to a universe of love where you are an important part. The universe wouldn't be the same without you, without us, without our Shakti Activation Group. It would be different. There'd be a big black hole there where we were meant to be. So it's so important right now just to breathe that into our hearts and just, you know, feel that love coming in, that love coming in. So we've got this new Saturn influence. So Saturn is the one that's creating new structures. So we've got this opportunity to say, we're going to use Saturn in a way that creates new structures for us. So what does that look like for us? What's the structure that really works for you? So we've got we've got this Capricorn influence. Saturn rules Capricorn. Therefore, Saturn says, hey, the buck stops here. In other words, I get to create the structures that work for me now. We're no longer having to have structures that don't work for us forced onto us. So if we look in the news, everything's breaking up, whether it's outside or inside. So we get to create the structures that we want. So Saturn in Scorpio says, hey, I need to know that when I step into this situation, it's going to be how I need it to be. I need to know that I'm included. I need to know that I'm important. So whatever it is that you need to know, you can ask of yourself and ask of others. And Saturn says, all your hard work, all your sacrifice, all your commitment is going to pay big dividends with me. All this work that you've done to meditate and all your satanamas really matters. You're going to be rewarded at this time. And the more we release the past, the more the new rewards, the new golden frequencies can come into our hearts and heal every cell and heal the health of our body. And we can bring this, all these higher frequencies into 3D in the physical form, which I don't think has ever been done on the planet before. You know, we've talked before that the Mayans tell us like two times before the planet has been in this exact place, but we've blown ourselves up. So we're making it through this time. You can breathe. The planet's still here. It's almost December 21st, and we're going to be here through December 21st and beyond. So it's huge. I can't even express in words what a huge piece it is that we've accomplished, that we've created enough light that in spite of all the wars and everything we see on the news, we haven't blown ourselves up, and there's more people that desire light and love and peace than people that desire war and, you know, violence. So we've made it, we're making it through. We're not blowing ourselves up. We're actually moving into the ascension, which means bringing these higher frequencies into our physical bodies. We don't have to die to be reborn. We get to live through it and feel and create with these higher energies. It's so exciting. So we know and feel and breathe into the co-creative reality that we're moving back into, that we live in an interactive world, universe, galaxy of love. And think about what love is, like when you have a lover, when you love anything, a flower, a child, it's interactive. You water the flower, it grows. You love the child, you feed the child grows. The child loves you, the child smiles, the child hugs you, the child's grateful. So it's just like that. That's the universe that we live in. The more we share love with the world, with others, with the universe gives back to us. So we're becoming more and more aware that the world we live in, the universe we live in, is love. The etheric field is compassion. The etheric field, the ether, is love. So the more we can trust and move out of the isolation and feel that we are interacting in a field of love, that we live in a friendly universe, the more our hearts can open and the more relief we can feel and the more deeply we can breathe and the better world we just keep creating. And now it's more fun. We've got a fountain of love flowing from our hearts and the love starts healing all the pieces that we don't like, and then we're working together, you know, the wars, the violence, whatever it is. So we're moving through the last of the water and the fire signs, Scorpio and Sag. We are at the part of the journey where we can move into self-mastery over the lower ego emotions. So again, Scorpio has been taking us down into the shadow land, down into the first three chakras, down into the ego emotions of, you know, pain, separation, victimhood, whatever it is. This is the moment of self-initiation into self-mastery. We claim our self-mastery. We claim it. We own it. We've let go of even the deepest, darkest emotions. So we have the emotions, the energy to move forward, the emotion, the energy and motion that moves us forward into the power of the truth, the power of our love. So all of our energy can come up from the earth through our first three chakras, from Gaia into our heart, into our upper chakras, connect with the divine, back down into our bodies and into Gaia. There's a free flow. We've cleared being controlled by the ego, by the feelings of isolation and separation. So we claim this initiation moment between these two eclipses as a victory, an initiation into self-mastery. We are being initiated in this moment, in this portal moment between these two eclipses, right before December 21st. The portal moment of self-mastery as a powerful creator, powerful co-creator, creating our realities with our thoughts, our feelings, and how we manage our tattvas, and all the things we've been talking about, how we feel the magic of having the ability to manipulate, work with the elements, all the technologies that we have. And this creates deep inner peace so we can replace the anxiety and the fear, so we can become Merlin the Magician, and we can share with others how to experience the magic of the world, because we know how to work with the elements. We know the pieces to make the magic work. It's from mystery to mastery. We're empowered at this moment. We're empowered to celebrate our lives. We're empowered to be heroes for ourselves and for others during this Earth graduation period. 12/21/12, and we celebrate the courage that we stayed with our spiritual practices, and we've stayed with our Shakti activation practices to go through all that we've gone through to get to this point, to move into the joy, the exhilaration, to move beyond our fears, to move into our authentic self, to live our wildest dreams, and to celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. So that is the time period that we're in. Yay! So we've got the mantra, I am love. I am ready for the new opportunities that are now in my life. And think about more that you're ready for. So yay, yay, beautiful celebration. Celebrating our self-mastery and chanting our Sahasranama meditation. So let's see, I need to walk into the other room and get my iPod here. Okay, there we are. Okay, here we are. Okay, so again, just deep breathe, open up your heart. You can do the finger positions with your sun, touching your fingers, energy coming in the crown, out your third eye. Balancing the tatsas.
Thank you.
inhale, and let it go, let it go, let it go. Moving into the feeling of the phoenix rising. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, would anybody like to share in our last few minutes? This is a really powerful day, really powerful time. See the wings flying. Beautiful, like angels. I see everyone, feel everyone as angels right now. Wow. Yeah, I was actually feeling that. Yogi Bhajan saying, yeah, you're moving into you, claiming your angelic, your divine angelic wings, claiming your divine selves. He said, yeah, that's what I was teaching about. So yeah, he's happy with all of us. Beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone. If you need me, send a message on Shakti Activation or call me or email me or something, and I'll be with everyone in spirit.
Gloria Karen, thank you so much for all the teaching. We are very, very grateful for your devotion and your unconditioned love and compassion and unconditioned teaching. And to the Master, too. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you.
Beautiful. I receive that. I receive that. I receive that. So deep, so deep.
And every word you said today, when you taught us today, I actually feel the celebration. I do. I feel like I reached the celebration. It resonates with me. I see more beauty now. You know, I go outside. I see more beauty, more amazing, and I know the world doesn't seem that way. You know, there's war and all, but I choose to see the beauty because there's so much beauty and so much love and so much change, and that's what I see now. I see that's exactly what you said, the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, thank you. Feel that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Wow. Okay, everybody. I'll be with everybody in my heart in celebration. As I said, email me, writing Shakti Activation, call me, and we'll talk a read. And, yeah, we'll all celebrate together in spirit, and then I'll look forward to celebrating in person with everybody next year.
Satnam.
Thank you. Satnam. Bye-bye for now. Bye. Bye.